This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Gaza's health ministry said Tuesday an Israeli missile strike on a missile attack struck a humanitarian area near Khan Yunis. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The strike was one of the deadliest yet in Mowasi, a sprawl of crowded tent camps along the Gaza coast that Israel designated as a humanitarian zone for hundreds of thousands of civilians to seek shelter from the Israel-Hamas war. Gaza's civil defense said its first responders recovered 40 bodies from the strike and were still looking for people. It said entire families were killed in their tents. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Gaza Health Ministry later lowered that initial death toll from 40, given by Gaza Civil Defense, to 19. The ministry said rescuers had not yet been able to reach some of the victims who remained buried under sand and rubble. Meanwhile, Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer Tuesday said the attack launched by Israel was a precise one, precise strike targeting three senior Hamas terrorists within a command and control center embedded inside the humanitarian area in Khan Yunis, and all three were hit in the operation.
The government can confirm these terrorists were directly involved in the October 7th massacre, not indirectly connected. They were directly involved.
Mansour also disputed the original casualty numbers reported by the Hamas-run government agencies, which he said consistently broadcast false information. Officials say over 140 Ukrainian drones targeted multiple Russian regions overnight, including Moscow and surrounding areas, in one of the biggest Ukrainian drone attacks on Russian soil in the 2.5-year-long war. A Russian regional governor said drones hit two multi-story residential buildings and started fires in the town of Ermoskoye, just outside of Moscow. A woman was killed and eight people injured by falling debris. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Tuesday announced the U.S. and other allies plan to impose further sanctions on Iran for supplying short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine. Blinken, speaking alongside British Foreign Secretary David Lammy during a visit to London Tuesday, said Iran has been supplying Russia with drones for some time, but ballistic missiles are a dramatic escalation. Blinken said the new U.S. sanctions will be announced later Tuesday.
We expect allies and partners will be announcing their own new measures on Iran as well. Iran's new president and foreign minister have repeatedly said that they want to restore engagement with Europe. They want to receive sanctions relief. Destabilizing actions like these will achieve exactly the opposite.
Iran, as it has with previous U.S. intelligence findings, has denied providing Russia with weapons for its war in Ukraine. Lammy also announced he and U.S. Secretary of State Blinken would be making a joint visit to Kyiv later this week. Hospital officials in Kenya report Ugandan marathon runner Rebecca Cheptegei's former partner, alleged to have killed her by setting her on fire, has died from burns he sustained in the attack in the same hospital where Cheptegei was treated and died last week. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Cheptegei, who competed in the marathon at the Paris Olympics, suffered burns to more than 75% of her body in the September 1st attack, and died 4 days later. Her former boyfriend, Dickson Ndiema Marangach, died on Monday evening, a spokesman for the hospital said on Tuesday. Local media had reported he suffered burns to 30% of his body when he assaulted Cheptegei as she was returning from church with her children. Her death has shone a spotlight on domestic violence in the country. She is the third elite sportswoman to be killed in Kenya since October 2021. Rights groups say female athletes in the country are at a high risk of exploitation and violence at the hands of men drawn to their prize money, which far exceeds local incomes.
That's David Doyle reporting. The U.S. National Hurricane Center reports Tropical Storm Francine, currently south of the U.S. southern state of Texas in the Gulf of Mexico, is likely to become a hurricane later Tuesday. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Hurricane specialist Brad Reinhardt is with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Our forecast is calling for it to make landfall as a Category 2 hurricane with maximum sustained winds around 100 miles per hour. There's certainly a danger of life-threatening storm surge associated with this storm, as well as damaging and life-threatening hurricane force winds.
Reinhardt says there's a hurricane warning from Sabine Pass eastward to Morgan City, Louisiana. He says much of Louisiana and Mississippi are expected to receive heavy rainfall, which could total 12 inches in some areas. I'm Donna Water.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.